This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval has said that India was able to succeed in Operation Sindoor by using indigenous technology, thereby hitting 9 or 10 targets, crisscrossing Pakistan in 28 minutes. In his speech at the 62nd convocation of IIT Madras today, he said the Indian military had the state-of-the-art indigenous technology like BrahMos integrated air command systems and radars in the battlefield during Operation Sindoor.
13 air bases of Pakistan now, before 10th May and after 10th May. Whether it was in Sargodha or it was in Rahim Yar Khan or it was in Chakrala or it was in Rawalpindi, including the Bellary where they have got the AVEX, the advantageous control system. Now, I'm not telling any of this thing. I'm only telling what the foreign media, on the basis of the imageries, have put to this thing, the images. So we very able to achieve. We are capable of doing that.
The National Security Advisor said this is a period in 1,000 years and the youth of the country cannot afford to miss it. He called upon the students and the youth to make the country a developed state in 2047 by inventing technologies, using resources, including rare earth minerals, artificial intelligence and quantum computing. Heavy Industries Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy today launched a scheme to incentivize electric trucks, e-trucks, under the PM E-Drive scheme. This is the first time that the government has launched support for electric trucks to help the country's transition to clean and sustainable freight mobility. Speaking on the occasion, H.D. Kumaraswamy said a dedicated provision has been made to reserve incentives for approximately 1,100 e-trucks registered in Delhi with an outlay of 100 crore rupees. He said the scheme provides financial incentives for N2 and N3 category e-trucks with demand incentives ranging up to 9.6 lakh rupees depending on the gross vehicle weight. We have a report.
The scheme is a strategic move to support India's commitment to reducing vehicular emissions and achieving its net zero 2070 goals. To ensure the reliability of electric trucks, manufacturers will provide a comprehensive warranty and scrapping old polluting trucks is a mandatory to avail incentives. The scheme also aimed to support the development of around 5,600 e-trucks, promoting indigenous manufacturing and reducing logistic cost and carbon footprint. To ensure the reliability of electric trucks, the manufacturers will provide a comprehensive manufacturer's-backed warranty. This will include a 5-year or 500,000-kilometer warranty for the battery. With Priya Mondal, Sanjeev Jasrotia, Akashvani News, Delhi.
An International Monetary Fund IMF note has said that India is making faster payments than any other country in the world because of massive adoption of Unified Payments Interface, UPI. According to the note titled Growing Retail Digital Payments, the Value of Interoperability, the UPI has transformed the digital payments landscape in India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth in various government departments and organizations through video conferencing tomorrow. He will also address the year appointees on the occasion. The 16th Rozgar Mela will be held at 47 locations across the country. The recruitments are taking place across central government ministries and departments. India's used car market is growing rapidly and is expected to cross 6 million units this fiscal, a new report by Crisil Ratings said today. The sales volume of used cars is growing at a pace of 8 to 10%, which is more than twice the growth rate of new car sales, according to data compiled by the report. The report said the sales growth is driven by rising demand among value-conscious buyers, increasing digital adoption and easier access to financing. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over East Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh today. According to the IMD, Arunachal Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Haryana, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand, Punjab, Uttarakhand and Vidarbha are expected to witness heavy rainfall today. In cricket, hosts England will resume their first innings play today at the overnight score of 251 for 4 against India on day 2 of the third test of the Anderson-Tendulkar Trophy at Lord's. And with that, we end this news bulletin.